Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up tomorrow, by the way, the implications for women of the uprisings in the Arab world. More freedom or more of the same? That's coming up tomorrow. Right now, New Yorkers are not that great at science, or so it seems. The city's fourth and eighth graders scored below the state and national averages on the nationwide science exam, according to the latest report card. The 13% of eighth graders is really embarrassing, having that few deemed proficient in science. So to tackle the problem, we're starting the first ever Brian Lehrer Show Science Class, our very own Science 101. This is going to be a week-long crash course throughout the membership drive. And listeners, we need you to raise your hands and ask your own burning science questions. Start sending them to us anytime. And over the next week, on our website at WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. To kick off the series today, we will talk to Rob DeSalle, a geneticist and curator in the Sackler Institute for Comparative Genomics at the American Museum of Natural History here in New York. Welcome, Rob DeSalle.
Yeah, good afternoon.
So let's start with an actual question from the test for fourth graders, just to give our listeners a sense of what these questions are like. Here we go. Jaime and Manuel visit the zoo. They see two male tigers who are brothers. Jaime points out that the fur of one of the tigers has stripes that are a darker brown than the other tiger's stripes. Manuel says the tigers cannot be brothers. How can Jaime explain to Manuel that tigers with different colored stripes can be brothers? That's a tough question.
It is a tough question, but what I always tell students is not to panic and just to step back and take a look at the question and say, well, how do I answer this? And the best way to answer this is to say, where did the tigers come from? The tigers come from parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the parents need to be looked at, and the parents could actually look different from each other and could have produced the different-looking offspring as a result of the genetics that are involved in the color of the fur. Now, the parents could also look the same and produce different-looking offspring, which oftentimes happens. And this is because of the genetics of recessiveness that might occur in how genetics works in producing offspring. So the answer to the question is very simple if you step back and think about where the tigers come from. They come from parents, and the parents produce the offspring through genetics.
And they're teaching dominant and recessive genes in fourth grade these days?
Probably not, but I think the major thing to get come away from this is that genetics can explain the differences between the two offspring.
How about genetic inherited diseases? Is it the same reason for why some of us develop a disease and our sibling may not?
Exactly. One of the questions, I saw some of the questions earlier, and one of the questions was about broken genes. And inherited diseases are actually part of this broken gene idea. A broken gene is simply a gene that has changed as a result of mutation, or as a result of some sort of other kind of change to the gene. And when that happens, that gene doesn't produce the same product as, say, a normal gene does or as an unbroken gene does. And so what can happen is someone in your family can have a broken gene inherited in a different way than you inherited that gene, and hence what will happen is you won't have that disease, but your relative, your sibling or whatever, will have that disease.
Interesting. And back to the question set for the test. Some of these, you know, seem pretty tough, certainly for fourth graders. Explain the differences between related individuals. Explain variations in development of anatomical features. Identify similar bone structures.
Yeah, these are all kind of hard questions, but I think they're really, really good because what they do is they make the student kind of step back and think about things. So if you think about the difference in anatomy question, the difference in the way things look, then that is just stepping back and saying, well, what produces the differences in the anatomy or the differences in the body parts? And those are genes again, and also genes and some of the environment. So it gets the student to think a little bit about how the bodies that we have are produced through development. So these questions are actually on the surface pretty hard, but if you don't panic, step back and take a look at them from a say, a perspective that you might have gotten in your classes, you'll have a pretty good chance of answering them.
Right. And what is a broken gene that's on there? You answered that. Genetic disease, they ask. Explain differences between related individuals, as I said. Determine relationships between species based on the evolutionary tree. So they are asking, maybe some will take a religious exemption to this question, I don't know, but they're asking many, you know, where did we evolve from?
Yeah, that's a really great question, too. One of the major misconceptions that happens with kids, but also with a lot of adults, is that we evolve from things that we see on the planet right now. So one of the major kind of bad things that happens is that people think that we evolve from chimpanzees or we evolve from lower apes. And we didn't really do that. Not at all. That's the absolutely wrong way to think about that. We evolved from a common ancestor with those apes, with the chimpanzee, with the gorillas, etc. So this idea of common ancestry, of having, say, a common ancestor that lived millions of years ago with those species, I actually think answers the question and answers it quite well.
All right. Rob DeSalle from the Comparative Genomics Institute at the American Museum of Natural History. Thank you very much for starting us off.
Thank you.
On the Brian Lehrer Show Science 101 series, more questions throughout the week at the same time from the National Assessment of Education Progress science tests for fourth graders and eighth graders, the questions and the answers in this particular series. And don't forget to stay tuned for the Leonard Lopate Show. Among his guests is Bob Garfield from On the Media, who will reveal the list of five senators, one of whom put that secret hold on the bill they've been investigating. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, thanks so much for listening today. This is WNYC FM and AM New York and WNYC.org. The news is next, then Leonard.